State lawmakers rolled out nearly two dozen bills and funding requests Thursday that focus on air quality. KUER's Judy Fays has the story.
This session's efforts come the year after the legislature enacted more air quality legislation than in the previous decade, and lawmakers want constituents to know they're still paying attention. Erin Mendenhall is policy director for the advocacy group Breathe Utah. She watched lawmakers line up Thursday to show their support for tackling Utah's air pollution problem.
There were 30 legislators up there today. That's exciting. And as Speaker Hughes mentioned at the beginning of his comments, this is a bipartisan issue.
Many proposals so far have been revived from last year.
This is a huge initiative and something that's so visible.
That was Layton Republican Representative Steve Handy, who's asking lawmakers once again to spend $20 million to help schools around the state to replace or retrofit up to 450 dirty old buses.
We're going to get it done this year.
Another bill being reconsidered is one to reverse a regulation that prohibits state air quality rules from being stricter than federal ones. There are also bills to crack down on people whose cars and trucks flunk emissions tests and those who disable emissions equipment. This weekend, several of the legislature's Clean Air Caucus members are slated to attend the Clean Air No Excuses rally at the state capitol. Judy Fays, KUER News.